Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch right now, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. And, of course, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. Now, don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And if you can't hear us anywhere else, you can go right there. There's a live stream playing right now, and you can hear us right there on the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. All right, joining us right now from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, is Denise Simon. And good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Senator Tim Scott was on Fox News yesterday. He warned that President Joe Biden's Build Back Better plan will kill the goose that laid the golden eggs and wreck the nation's economic system. And then he proceeded to spell out exactly what was going to happen.
Well, you know, what the Republicans, and you won't hear this from the Democrats, but what the Republicans are trying to do is tell people essentially what's in this bill, piece by piece by piece. The Democrats don't want you to know, so they're not saying a word. And then what the consequences are. Have you noticed that you haven't had any Democrat?
Right.
On either side, whether it's the House or the Senate, say, well, this is in the bill, and I can't vote for it. Even Manchin is not saying it. But anyway, the Republicans are sounding the alarms here, and rightly so. They've got staff that reads this stuff.
Yep.
And. That they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, so good.
Yep, yep, and yep. Now, got to talk about Alec Baldwin, because Alec Baldwin is really in big trouble. I don't want to point any fingers in any direction, but he ignored the first rule of gun safety, and that is you always, 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 always assume the gun is loaded and check to make sure that it isn't. And with a revolver, you would have had to have opened the cylinder and spun it around and put the gun upside down, the barrel pointed up to let the bullets fall out to see what you had. And unfortunately, I keep hearing, Denise, that it was loaded with live rounds, not a round, rounds.
We have to look at the affidavits, but this is what I mentioned on your show last week, that the burden falls on Alec Baldwin. They did not clear the weapon. That's just what you do, period, in the report. Now, it appears that the reason that they possibly didn't clear the weapon is because they were doing some crazy stuff while they were not shooting. Well, no, that's a bad word.
No, they were shooting.
That's right. They were shooting while they were not filming. Let me put it that way.
Yep.
So, somebody's going to get charged.
Yeah.
Or more than one.
Yep.
Now, apparently, Alec Baldwin has left, and everybody has left the movie set. They've suspended all operations.
Yep.
And apparently, Alec Baldwin has met with the family. So.
Yep. Well,
I would say the movie's over with. What's crazy? You know?
Yep.
Do you know what the movie's about?
No.
Mm-mm. The movie is about a young kid who accidentally shoots a rancher.
Wonderful. Okay, let's go to Elliot real quick. I want to get him in with his question before we go to break. Okay, Elliot, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Captain. I have something I'd like to run by Denise. Oh, Denise, there's a serious rift in the Democratic Party right now. The NAACP last week shot a cannon over the bridge of the White House. They told Joe Biden, we were the voting bloc that pulled you from obscurity in the South Carolina presidential race and beyond. Now, we asked for three things, and we have not received a one. So in the black community, they see this as an ambush for open borders and Biden introduction of Marxism, socialism. That's some black people. Now, the rest of the destruction of church, as we know it, come across their mind as well. And the welcoming of new voters who walked in our living room come from over 150 countries. Now, America, what about the million-plus that got away at the border? That's the big question. Thank you very much. Have a great day, folks.
All right. Well, we're not going to have enough time for you to answer. We'll have to wait when we come back from the break. But that's a tremendous question that he just answered, a series of questions. And I know you're going to have some answers because I've even got some opinions on it. But the fact of the matter is we've let 1.7 million illegal immigrants that have been apprehended at the southern border, and they've been let into the country. Now we're doing the stay in Mexico thing. We'll see how long that lasts, as there's a huge convoy coming our way. All right. Hold that thought, Denise. Folks, we're coming right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to let Kathy take us to break here again, and so she can give you the phone number, and we shall return. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation, come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word gold to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word gold to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word gold to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text gold to 48542.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Tuggy, the Patriot Pup. Now, that's T-U-G-G-I-E on Tuggy, and the website is TuggyThePatriotPup.com. And remember, education of our youth has always been critical. We've had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. Well, sadly, folks, that is just no longer the case. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. And with that, we welcome Tuggy the Patriot Pup author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for grade school kids. Now, these are beautiful, educational, and they teach children history with a heart. So, visit Tuggy, T-U-G-G-I-E, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com for your children and grandchildren, too. And even some adults are going to like this book, I'll tell you. Don't forget, it's an absolute must for homeschoolers, and the books come in English and Spanish, too. Tuggy, T-U-G-G-I-E. ThePatriotPup.com. Go over there and check it out. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. All right, now back to Elliot's question.
Well, Elliot's exactly right. You know, we have got a subset of the U.S. population now is going to be competing in a much, well, the segment of the population is actually growing because they're competing now for not only jobs, but desks in school systems and at universities and seats in emergency rooms at hospitals of illegals. So Now we have U.S. citizens that have become second class. A large segment of the population has become second class to the migrants that are coming across the southern border because they're getting preferential treatment. If for nothing else, we have seen that they don't have to be tested for COVID, much less be vaccinated for COVID.
Yep.
And they're sitting on, some of our military space bases. Some of them are in these camps and tents, and they're getting flown all over the place. Where are those dollars coming from? I haven't seen any legislative action coming out of Congress where they're giving additional funds, or that's HHS or the Office of Refugee Resettlement or DHS has asked for more money to pay for all of this. I have not seen that. I don't know where that money's coming from. At some point, I would also say that the unions, various unions, should be complaining. If for nothing else, I would say that the teachers' union should be complaining because the teachers can't effectively teach in a lot of these classrooms because they have to lower the standards in order to be inclusive, and I use air quote inclusive.
Yeah.
For these migrant students that are sitting in there that don't speak English, are very slow, don't understand culture and all these other kinds of things. So you have to have translators. You have to have, medical. And it's causing such chaos. And so, thank you to Elliot for the critical thinking that he's doing here. I don't think people understand the financial and quality of living consequences that the United States is enduring in order to meet the needs that the federal government is forcing us to provide for migrants. And the weather's getting cooler, so you're just going to have more. Now, there's a very large caravan that's coming up.
Right.
And I saw where the Mexican federales had a fairly sizable, looked like they were all in riot gear.
Yeah, they were.
Probably a couple mm-hmm. hundred of them.
Mm-hmm.
And these illegals broke through that...
Yep.
Human law enforcement wall and got violent.
Yep.
Now, do we put those kind of people in the United States?
No.
Okay.
No, no, and no. By the way, Fred is chiming in from Fort Lauderdale. He's saying, Captain and Denise, how on earth does a loaded real weapon find its way on the set? Well, it was a real weapon to begin with, Fred. They were using blanks, but they were using it when they weren't filming with it. They were using it with real bullets in it to fire at real targets and make themselves feel like cowboys, I guess. He said, plenty of others had a chance to check the weapon. This is about as ugly as it gets. Alec Baldwin, another release from Hollywood, had not served in the military where they would have learned weapon safety. Well, that's part of it, but if you even were an Explorer Scout or a Boy Scout, you had weapon safety.
They have a lot of rules and protocols and regulations on movie sets when it comes to weapons.
Yep.
And this happened because of previous deaths that have happened while shooting using weapons.
Yep.
None of those protocols, none it seems, that I have read by Wall Street Journal and Associated Press providing the affidavits because they're collecting the affidavits for everybody that was on the set. None of them were followed. None of them.
Correct.
The burden is still with Alec Baldwin, period,
yep.
End of report.
Last one to touch the weapon, that's the rule of thumb. Yep, legally. And he is responsible, and you are right. We'll see what happens. Well, here we go. The 2022 midterms and the 2024 presidential election can't come soon enough for me, you too probably, because the rescue America desperately needs right now is a rescue from Joe Biden. He is a complete failure.
Well, he is the failure, but he's not making these decisions.
Nope.
He's approving them because everybody has a consensus in, the White House. But he's not making these
I agree.
Moves.
I agree.
You've got a bunch of special interests out there, and the revolving door in all of this is Susan Rice and Ron Klain. Those two people are essentially the firewall. They're not giving good advice to Biden because they don't subscribe to good advice. So I would say that we ought to be on a campaign to get rid of Ron Klain. I said that in the show last week. Get rid of Susan Rice.
And I agree totally. Now, let's just put ourselves in the driver's seat for a minute. Let's say that the Democrats lose the House and lose the Senate and lose it sizably, which is could possibly happen. The cry will go up for go, Joe, go, or time to remove Joe, and probably Nancy Pelosi at the same time. Do you see either one of them leaving sooner rather than later?
There has been chatter that when Pelosi loses her speakership, that she will retire because she'll never gain it back again. If the Republicans take over the House, she will no longer be Speaker. Period.
Right.
End of report.
Right.
So her days, I think, are certainly numbered, which is probably the reason she wants to jam through as much of the stuff as she can, because this is her last hurrah.
Right.
And I would suspect I think we've already had two announced Democrat retirements in the House just in the last week.
Yep.
That they're not running for re-election.
We have.
We shall see what will necessarily happen in the Senate side. I don't know. But, I think I think we could go after Schumer in a big way, but AOC has threatened to run against him.
Well, the retirements mean right now a total of 7 House Democrats will not run against, during the midterms against 3 Republicans that are in there. So it's a total of 10, 7 Democrats, 3 Republicans as it stands today.
That's an important thing, but I would also say that the Republicans, when they take power again, they're going to kind of retool the federal government, as I see it, to go back to a real federalism system, and they should.
Yeah.
And that's where the governors have the power.
Okay, we will talk tonight on the Radidio. Have yourself a great day, and stay low up there in the mountaintop. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Ron Edwards is going to take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Curious new reports coming out, though not confirmed by authorities yet, concerning the prop gun mishap on the set of the Alec Baldwin film Rust in New Mexico. Multiple sources linked to the movie production crew telling TMZ that the gun Alec Baldwin fired, accidentally killing Hania Hutchins, was previously used by crew members for actual target practice, Baldwin had reportedly been told the gun was safe before the scene started filming and no charges have been filed. Police in Santa Fe, New Mexico, continue to investigate the shooting. The U.S. House Speaker says a deal is basically done when it comes to that human infrastructure package.
We just have some of the last decisions to be made.
Pelosi saying first they'll vote probably this week on the bipartisan infrastructure bill for roads and highways and such. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everybody, this is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. In this edition of the military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with their two locations to serve you, this will be a special edition because we have a special guest, General Keith Kellogg, Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, retired U.S. military. Here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Hello, everybody. And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, and it is my honor and privilege and distinct pleasure to be able to introduce the audience to General Keith Kellogg, who's seen it all as the longest-serving national security advisor during the Trump White House. And, of course, he's got this great book that came out on my birthday, October the 19th, War by Other Means. And, General Kellogg, welcome to the Captain's America.
Hey, Matt. And, Matt, thanks for having me. I do appreciate it.
It is a privilege and an honor, sir, and I mean that sincerely. Now, you proved yourself recently, over the past several months, to be the leading expert regarding the recent events in Afghanistan, and you've called out the book says, muddle politics crippling America and its military today. How about if I just call it the way I see it? It's incompetence.
Yeah. It was really kind of bungled. It was a debacle coming out of Afghanistan. And it was a self-inflicted wound. It didn't have to be that way. You know, Matt, you made the comment. I was actually part of the planning at the very start because I came in after the 2015-16 campaign with the president, and he had a desire to get out of Afghanistan. You know, Afghanistan during the moniker of the Graveyard of Empires for a good reason. It goes back to 327 BC with Alexander the Great. He had problems with it. The Brits had problems with it. The Soviets had problems with it. Everybody's had problems with it. And we knew that strategically we had to get out of there, so we came up with a plan to do it. And it was a pretty good, it wasn't a great plan, but it was a pretty good plan. It was based on conditions. Certain conditions had to be met before we withdraw. And it's all public record. They can pull it up in this Department of State website, that we came up with an agreement with the Taliban to start with their lead negotiator, a guy named Barader, and we set it in place where certain conditions had to be made before we decided to withdraw. And of course, by the president picking up the phone on the 3rd of March, mm-hmm. 2 days after we came up with the agreement, and he was told Barader quite clearly this is what is going to happen with the full weight of the United States if you don't meet the conditions of us allowed to withdraw. And we had those things pretty well in place. And then Biden comes in and he just says, no conditions, I'm just going to leave on the 31st of August. He leaves, and it didn't have to be that way. And it's just not me talking, Matt. It's, you know, Pence, my former Vice President Pence has said that, the former Pompeo said it, O'Brien, the former NSA has said it, John Ratcliffe, the DNI has said it. We've all said the same thing. If you just followed the darn plan, we would have gotten out in good order, and with that place would still be relatively, you know, relatively peaceful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, sir, you know and I know we never leave anyone behind. Now, that applies to the military. That applies to the police department. That applies to the fire service, where I spent 25 years and got caught up at the World Trade Center on September 11, 2001. And people kept saying, why are you guys coming back? Why are you guys coming back when we were going through the rubble? I said, because we don't leave anyone behind, period. And when Biden did that, he will never live that down. As long as I live and any other God-fearing, American flag-waving individual, he will never live that down. We will not let him remember that or forget that.
Yeah, you know, Matt, it's interesting. A lot of people probably don't realize you and I are Vietnam veterans. That was our policy in Vietnam. You never leave anybody behind.
Right.
You make fight all the way to the end to make sure you get your people out there. And we deliberately did that. I mean, we knew we left people behind. He knew it. And I'm stunned that we actually did it. And the military basically said, oh, okay. We had a chance not to do that because the Taliban actually said, well, you can push out the perimeter and, you know, control Kabul to make sure you got people out of there. And we didn't do it. We should have done it. If it was me, I would have expanded the perimeter, and I would have told the Taliban, you know, we're going to leave maybe in September, October, November, December, when we get everybody out. Once everybody's accounted for,
sure.
We come home. But you never leave an American behind. And then knowingly leaving them behind was really criminal. And then leaving people like the allies that we had there that served with us that had special immigrant visas behind as well, it just stunning to me that actually happened. I'll tell you, Madison, it wasn't part of my DNA.
Yeah. No, nobody that I know either. My father's rolling over in his grave. He was with the 82nd Airborne at D-Day. And, of course, you know what happened to those guys when they jumped behind enemy lines. And my father would be rolling over in his grave right now because he told me, he says, the things we had to do to retrieve our dead was unbelievable. And I know him. I know what he's saying is true. But, General, I'm going to move on here a little bit because we do want to talk about some other things here. COVID has played a major part in what's going on with our military today and the way that we've had to operate. And a lot of people just shake their heads because now we're finding out that we haven't been told the truth to, imagine that, by little Dr. Fauci and his cojones. This whole thing has been contrived and just stretched out and all that. And you know, again, if we weren't mad before, we're mad as hell now.
Yeah, you know, I was on a coronavirus task force from the very start with Vice President Pence. And
mm-hmm.
Question when Tony Fauci was there, you know, Tony Fauci, he self-described himself. You know, remember, he's the guy who's told all of us in the room one time, he said, well, you know, I'm the skunk at the garden party. God, he was right.
You're right.
You know, we had seven doctors in that task force going forward, and they all gave pretty good, for the most part, pretty good advice. But Tony was always, there was always something hidden about him. And now we find out that he was actually involved in, it all depends on terminology, and he kind of understood about the gain-of-function work that was going on with the coronavirus, the bad virus is there in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Because I've been a big believer all along, Matt, that the best case was an inadvertent release of a potential bioweapon that came out of that lab, came out of Wuhan, and transmitted to us. And he's a little bit culpable for that. And Senator Rand Paul has been hitting pretty hard on it, which I think is good. And I think Tony was a little bit duplicitous on talking about what happened with the virus. And he was one of the fear mongers. I mean, I remember one time sitting in the Situation Room, and Jared Kushner, the son-in-law of the president, stood up and he stared, and I'll use a different word, said, "You're scaring the heck out of Americans." He didn't use the word heck.
Yeah.
And said, "Look, you know, stop saying what you're saying. Be positive about America, not negative about America." But, I don't have a lot of confidence in Tony, and I think he misled the president and the vice president. I think he's misled America, too.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. And, folks, I'm talking to General Keith Kellogg. His highly anticipated book is now out, War by Other Means. You can get it, I would assume, at most of the bookstores around and other places, too. Is that right, sir?
Yeah, you can. Yes, you can. That's true.
All righty, and that's General Keith Kellogg. Now, we're going to have more of that interview that was recorded at a different time on Friday so I could play it. But we're going to have more on that interview again a little bit later in the program. So hold that thought, because you're going to hear the rest of General Kellogg. And it was really, really a treat to be able to talk to him. And it was such an honor because he has such a storied record. He was the former commanding general of the 82nd Airborne after being a member of the 101st Airborne during Vietnam. And he's definitely somebody who I believe is what we call him, a military man's man. All right, well, let's see if I can get this to work here. If you don't know by now, Jay Black, lead singer of J&E Americans, passed away yesterday at the age of 82. He was very, very popular back in the day. Jay Black. He'll be remembered for quite a while. And of course, that song that he did there was actually done in 1963. So that goes back to early in the swing of things. But anyway, Jay Black. Jay Black and the Americans. He will be missed. Okay, here comes the music coming up in my ear. And we've got Chris Markowski on the rebound coming in on the other side of the break. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'll be back with Chris Markowski. And boy, have we got some financial news to throw at you tonight. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. We appreciate that very much. This portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine. Plus some amazing creature comforts, too, like quilted leather seats and front seat massagers. And boy, does that feel fantastic. Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the best in the industry. And your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. Don't forget, they honor those who have served our country with a You Serve, You Save program for active duty military veterans and first responders, located on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, next to Nissan, and online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com.
Maus, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Watchdog on Wall Street, Mr. Kurs Markowski is with us. Hello, sir.
Good morning.
You are all well too versed on oil and that sort of thing. We've talked a lot about it. We've kind of been ahead of the curve because a lot of people are afraid to say anything for fear they might scare the public. But now we have a situation going on over in Sudan. There is a military coup that has just taken place in the Sudan where the military has gone in and removed the prime minister and arrested him. Now, this is in the middle, not necessarily the middle, but it's on the edge of the oil area over there in Africa, and all it takes is a hiccup over there, and up goes the price, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, it's there's several oil-producing nations in Africa that obviously affect the price of oil. However, again, you and I know this. This is just all superfluous nonsense because, quite frankly, we could be independent. We are independent if we choose to be so.
Yep.
We could be handling the situation on our own. We shouldn't have to worry about situations like this. But now we have to because we kind of shoot ourselves in the foot when it comes to going backwards when it comes to energy. So, these things happen. I mean, this has always been an issue. You have various different geopolitical issues that have happened going back to, the early oil shocks in 1973, Yom Kippur War back in also 1979 as well with OPEC sticking to us on both occasions. Why we put up with this, I don't know. We don't have to when you become self-reliant and self-sufficient, which was which where we were.
Under Donald Trump we were, you bet.
Yeah, yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's the problem. Crude oil, as I spoke, sometimes things happen, has just jumped $1.26 a barrel. West Texas crude is up to $83.76. And Brent crude is up 92 cents. I'm surprised it didn't go up more, to $85.53. Now, the futures that everybody's keeping their eyes on, because Iran and OPEC are pushing $100 a barrel on futures. That's what they want. That's what they're going to get one way or the other. And gasoline, the wholesale price out of the refinery with the tax that they have there in it, is coming out at $2.48. Diesel's coming out at $2.54. But that doesn't count the tax that you're going to get charged, plus the transportation costs in your home area. So it is what it is. Now, I do have some prices here from California that'll just blow your socks off. Let's see here. $6.99 a gallon in Richmond, Virginia. How do you like that? At a BP station that was there. Now, also in California, one station was $7.59 in the northern part of the desert. Another one was $7 a gallon up in the northern part of California. They've got prices up in Washington State that are approaching $7 a gallon there. And it just doesn't look like there's any end in sight here.
No, listen, California's got its own issues in regards to the blends that they have to use that, it's always been problematic. That's always been an issue for our entire country. You got different blends for different states. You talk about kind of transportation costs, taxes, a myriad of things that make things, much more difficult. And again, you would think in today's day and age, we'd be able to handle something like this. But, you choose to live where you want to live. And, this has always been the case of California. And, you know what you're getting when you're there.
Now, we have got supply chain woes that are, in my opinion, and in the opinion of the Federal Reserve Chairman, Jerome Powell, have gotten worse. Now, Chairman Powell said he expects the supply chain issues and related problems like inflation to continue well into 2022, and that the central bank will be prepared to react should inflation fail to subside.
Oh, well, what are they going to do?
I don't know. What are they going to do?
Honestly, inflation is a monetary issue. They're the ones that printed all of this money that's sloshing around at this point in time, which is, it's not just supply chain issues that are driving prices up by any stretch of the imagination. That's a part of it, but it's also a monetary issue. We keep flooding this, the amount of money that's been printed, just over the past, 8 months, 2 years, almost $5 trillion with all these packages. That's out there. And it's floating around. And you got too much money, you know, chasing all of these goods out there, and it's driving the prices up. There's no doubt about it that it's a monetary problem. And I, quite frankly, I can't see what the Fed can do right now because, you know, we monetize our debt. The government continues to spend and spend and spend. We got more spending packages that they want to push for coming forward. The money's, you know, we can only, you can only tax so much. You can only borrow so much. So then what we end up resorting to is printing. And, you know, this is an inflationary, this is a reason why you're paying more for things. It's a monetary issue.
And supply side constraints have gotten worse, according to Chairman Powell. He says that supply chain problem has not only created a crunch in accessing goods, but has driven up prices for core consumer goods, including food and gas, otherwise known as inflation. Well, I don't think it's quite that simple.
Listen, you know, their supply chain is, that doesn't have to be. Again, you know, you look at regulations, you look at the things that we do to ourselves to make life that much more difficult. You know, a lot of these problems are not difficult to solve if you actually want to get things done. When you're beholden to various different groups and unions and a myriad of other things, can't move these products to a different port. You know, this union's going to be upset out in California if you do that. I mean, it's one thing after another. It really is. If you think that these, you know, people in power that are actually looking out for you and our best interests, you're crazy.
Now, here's what Powell said, and this is where you come in. In light of the country's economic challenges, Powell said that the central bank could gradually taper down its $120 billion monthly bill for government bonds and mortgage-backed securities. Now, its method in supporting the economy, Powell said that an interest rate hike would likely have to happen.
Okay. I mean, 10-year treasury has come up a little bit. I mean, it's still effectively negative. What, 1.6 at this point in time? You're going to taper off on some of your bond purchases. Oh, okay. That's all well and good. But, you know, to get this under any sort of control whatsoever, the rate would have to be much, much higher than it is now. Again, I want to remind everybody, it's effectively negative. So it would have to come much, much further to the upside to get people to really change in regards to, you know, where money is going to flow, and in particular in regards to investing. You know, I know this. I manage people's money. You know, 10-year yep. treasury, I'm losing money. I don't want to lose money, and that's where we're at right now.
And lo and behold, folks, it is a situation that we just aren't going to be able to get out of anytime soon. This is going to carry on for quite a little while.
I don't see any light at the end at this point in time. I mean, I've talked about this for several years here. I mean, it's before COVID in regards
yes.
to the amount of spending that government was going on and inflation. You know, where we're at right now with the amount of money that has been printed and spent after COVID, some of the issues we have now, you know, we're coming on the other side of this, and it doesn't look good. I mean, there's a lot of thoughts out there talking about stagflation, 1970s type of shortages and whatnot. I know it's coming to Europe this winter. Let's just hope it doesn't come here.
All right, my friend, have yourself a great day. We look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, that's Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. There you go. And I will be right back with more on a Captain's America Third Watch and Frank.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.